everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. We are off and running on a new week. It's Monday, the 7th of October, 2013. Hope you had a great weekend. It was actually kind of chilly on Sunday morning. I mean, Saturday morning was chilly. Sunday morning, nice. I mean, very, very good. Nice for the gardening.
Yeah, but my fiance was going to get in the pool and it got too cold.
That's Paul Eckerstrom. We'll hear from him in a few seconds. The Buckmaster Show live each weekday, 1204 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Streaming, of course, meaning that you'll be able to and are listening, hopefully, at your desk. You can also hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. Also, we post the program not only to my website, but TucsonCitizen.com has the program, as does TucsonSentinel.com. We'll get things rolling as we do every Monday afternoon with our Monday political face-off. Paul Eckerstrom is here, and Bruce Ash is to the right of me, Paul to the left of me. Plus, the monthly visit with General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff. If you have a comment or question on the topic of the day, of course, which is when and how will the stalemate in Washington end, we would love to hear from you on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. And we invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show as we close in. Hopefully in the next couple of months, with 3,000 friends of the show to mark our three-year anniversary of the Buckmaster Show, which will be January the 3rd. Every Monday on the show, we kick things off with the Monday Political Face-Off, our team of commentators. Today's team, Bruce Ash, Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom is with us, Tucson attorney and former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party, and for a short time was state chair of Pima County Democratic Party as well. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. They can take care of all of your framing needs. We've already heard from Paul Eckerstrom. Bruce, how was your weekend?
I had a great weekend and did a lot of gardening around the house. It was fun to be doing that. And, Bill, if I can just add on to what you said a second ago about listening to KVOI streaming, you can do it also on your mobile device, which is what I do normally when I'm out there landscaping or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, in fact, for anybody who's just upgraded your iPhone to the OS 7, the new really radio application to go to is called TuneIn, all one word, TuneIn, and you can get KVOI right there. It's the Wonder Radio application, which was the go-to on the old six system, no longer works. So
you'll be able to hear us really anywhere.
Actually, and it's much better. There's far less interruption of the stream. It's a very, very good signal.
And welcome back from Hawaii. You were over, Paul, on the Big Island. No, you were on Maui.
And Kauai. And,
Maui and Kauai.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. It was really fun. My fiance ran a Maui marathon, and I needed a nice break, and it was beautiful out there, and I got to forget about politics a little bit. Although, a guy at the farmer's market asked where I was from. I said Arizona. He said, oh, you like John McCain. I said, well, not really. I was an early supporter of Barack Obama. He was very happy about that because Obama's native son to Kauai. So.
But you tried to unplug for a few days from the news.
Oh, yeah. It was really nice to do that, especially what's going on now.
Something that Bruce Ash has been unable ever to do to unplug from.
Pretty much, from the news. That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, so my question is how and when will this stalemate end? Let's begin with Paul Eckerstrom.
Well, you know, I don't know. I didn't think the Republicans would go this far. I think they would. Dealing with the budget issues and shutting down the government, I figured they'd take it to about this point and then reopen the government. I'm really concerned, though, that they're really going to take this to the debt limit and use the debt limit as some sort of extortion on the president and the Democrats to get what they want, to try to shut down Obamacare or something else. I'm not sure what they want now. But, they're playing with the world economy when we're starting to talk about the debt limit. If we don't pay our bills and our debt, then what happens is confidence around the world, investors lose confidence in us. We lose maybe our credit rating. We could end up causing a cascading effect into a worldwide recession and depression. And it's just not something we should be fooling around with. And by the way, I don't think the Constitution is compatible with the legislation that was passed years ago about this debt limit stuff. The plain fact of the matter is the 14th Amendment says we shall pay all our debt, period. And I think the president, if he's now interpreted differently, his lawyers have, but I believe that he could take action and not ignore any issues on debt limit.
Are you saying he could take executive action on this?
Yeah, because the Constitution says it. I think that debt limit legislation that was passed years and years ago was actually unconstitutional. The one thing I would say is I blame the president partially for this because he had negotiated with the Republicans before when they threatened the debt limit. Ronald Reagan, when it was threatened by the Democrats on him, went to the public and said, no way, no how will I ever negotiate about raising the debt limit, using the debt limit to try to get me to do something. It's extortion. And I think President Obama made the mistake back in 2011 by negotiating and when the debt limit was being threatened not to be raised by the Republicans. I think he should have done what Ronald Reagan did. But now, because he did that then, they think they can do it now. And he's saying, no more. It's like the little boy that cried wolf. The Republicans think they can get away with this, and maybe they will. But if they do, if they take us over the edge on the debt limit issue, it could be a worldwide recession.
And Bruce Ash has a completely different view, I'm sure.
Well, I think that it would be political malfeasance for the president or the secretary of the treasury if there was an impasse on the debt limit to allow there to be any sort of default. There are plenty of funds available to pay debt and to pay off debt that may come due around the 17th of October. We've already seen a downgrade of our credit, the first time in the history of our country under the Obama administration.
Because the Republicans played politics with the debt limit.
The world is still the same. We've had, I think, somewhere around 20 of the shutdowns before that have occurred. And, heck, the president himself, when he served as a U.S. Senator, Bill, and Paul, you probably remember, he said raising the debt limit at that time was unpatriotic, and he, in fact, voted against the increase in the debt limit. I wonder why he has a different opinion today at this time. Look, this is sort of similar to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. One needs to have two partners to negotiate, and irrespective of what Paul said a few minutes ago about the president shouldn't have negotiated with the Republicans in 2011 or whenever that negotiation occurred, you do need two sides in order to negotiate. The president, members of his staff, key Democrat leaders in the Senate as well as in the House, and one of the most ardent supporters of Obamacare, Adam Schiff from California, just this morning on MSNBC said the whole sign-up process right now with Obamacare is a disaster. Paul, they only had like 2.5 years to get ready for this. You would have thought that they could have done a better job.
Well, yeah, the website's getting overwhelmed with demand is my understanding, and they didn't expect it to happen that way
really,
so quickly.
Well, so does
maybe the IT people screwed up, but I'll tell you something. It shows there's a lot of demand. People really want Obamacare.
No, it shows they didn't do a very good job setting the thing up is what it shows because there's been very few people that have actually been able to sign up at this point. And some of that is a little bit of sticker shock as well. But getting back to the point I was trying to make is that you need to have two sides in order to negotiate. And the president is very famous, as he said just a couple of hours ago, that he'd be happy to negotiate as long as the Republicans agreed to do what he wants to do. That's not negotiating. I've been in enough negotiating. You have to have an active partner on both sides. There has to be a win-win on both sides. And just if I can tie a little bit of a bow on this, I don't think that there will be an impasse on the debt limit increase. If the Republicans are smart, and I think they do have a few shrewd negotiators, they'll tie whatever increase in the debt limit on a short-term basis probably to midsummer 2014.
Right, and before the election.
And let this stew and percolate until then. That's probably at this point in time the best way to avoid any type of finger-pointing from either side of the aisle.
You know, this is no way to run a railroad, where every time we hit the debt limit, every time the government needs to be funded, that we shut down the government or we threaten not paying our debt. What should be happening is, yes, two sides need to negotiate on the budget as we go. And by the way, this all happened, the threat of shutting down the government and then shutting it down and the threat of the debt limit is all over Obamacare. That is settled. Both houses.
No, it's not settled.
Both houses
passed
it.
No, it's not settled.
The president signed it into law. It is funded separately from the government. And so this whole shutting down government isn't affecting Obamacare. And on top of that, the Supreme Court said it is the law of the land. Until the Republicans have both houses and the presidency to reject
law.
And revoke that law,
that's why there's a House, a Senate,
shouldn't even
and the
be
executive.
Arguing about this. Certainly not
sure
using
we should.
Extortion.
The same way that the
shutting down the entire government.
Right. Bush tax cuts.
Shutting
for
down
eight
the entire
years.
Government.
We're going to take a break right
the
here.
The whole government is not shut down, Paul. Okay. That's a misnomer.
All right. 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show. You're listening to our Monday Political Face Off. 790-2040. 790-2040. If any of the listeners have any ideas about how we can get out of this stalemate, we'd love to hear what you've got to say. We'll be right back with the Face Off.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Check out Moe's. And also on Facebook, they've got a real active Facebook page, as does the Buckmaster Show. A couple of our listeners wanted to hear actually both Bruce and Paul make their points right before the break, but the listeners thought that you two were talking over each other. So why don't we quickly – I'll actually begin with Paul. I'll begin with Bruce. Summarize why your point was about Obamacare, that none of this really makes any difference, Paul, because it's already been funded.
It's already been funded. It's the law of the land. Until the Republicans control both houses and the presidency, it's going to stay the law of the land. And I don't understand why using the world economy as a gun pointed at the head of the president and the Democrats to try to extort getting rid of Obamacare. They think they can get away with that. It's just ridiculous.
Bruce,
well, if the president feels that the fate of the world rests on whether or not this debate goes on or not, then I suggest that he should end the debate and agree to have substantive negotiations with the Republicans to take care of the affected parts of Obamacare. This rests on his shoulders if he's unwilling to do that. The fact of the matter is we have a continuing resolution that stalled. We're in a partial shutdown. The world hasn't ended. Our credit rating changed. The world didn't end. We've had these things in the past.
All right.
This is not going to be a problem that you want to make it out to be, Paul.
We've never failed to pay our debts. Even when our credit rating was reduced, we did come to a passage.
You're mixing metaphors.
We never went over the cliff. And let me make this point. Obamacare was a Republican idea.
It was a Heritage Foundation idea.
And it was supported by Bob Dole, the Senate Majority Leader, and a lot of Republicans at the time. And then Mitt Romney passed it in Massachusetts and made it happen, and it worked pretty good. That's why Barack Obama thought, okay, well, let's do that and get Republican support and Democratic support and pass a health care reform, which we desperately needed. But because it came from Obama, all of a sudden this Republican idea became the Antichrist for the Republicans.
All right, we're going to
that really bothers me. I don't understand why the Republicans didn't run with this. And yes, we do need to tweak it and make it better, and we could do that if we just work together.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. I think we have Vince on the live line. Go ahead, Vince.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey, Bruce Ash, thank you for being a breath of fresh air in this town, which has become Havana of the desert. I just wanted to say that, Paul Ekstrom, you've used the word gun to the head, hostage, extort. The civility is just really shining through here. And you've got to stop with the law of the land argument. Slavery was the law of the land, Paul. There's a zillion different laws. It's illegal to cross the border and come into this country illegally, but we're giving them driver's licenses. To hear Democrats use the law of the land argument so the other side should stop arguing is laughable.
Well, you know, in terms of the extort and those type of words, that's what Ronald Reagan used back in the 80s to great effect when the Democrats were threatening not to raise the debt limit to try to extract something from Ronald Reagan and the Republicans. And I think he was right. And I don't understand why the Republicans now think it's a good idea to do it this way. The Democrats backed off, by the way, when Ronald Reagan did that and didn't negotiate based on having the threat of extortion, basically the threat of not increasing the debt limit, threatened. And I don't think Obama should have negotiated back in 2011, because now it's set a precedent where the Republicans think they can get things from them if they just threaten to the world economy by not raising the debt limit. I think that's not the way to govern. That's not the way to run the trains. We need to govern by getting together, passing a budget. If there's disagreements, we get together in a room and we figure it out until we get compromised. But the problem is, right now, we could fund the government and have the government reopened if a clean bill went to the House floor, because there's enough votes to pass it. But Speaker Boehner won't let it go to the floor because the majority in his caucus would not like that and probably vote him out as Speaker. He doesn't have the guts to do that. I hope to God he has the guts to do that in terms of the debt limit increase. Otherwise, we're in real trouble economically in not just the United States, but the whole entire world if we default.
Vince, thank you for your call. I appreciate your sentiments. Obviously, we're in agreement. Look, these are the facts, and they're indisputable. Obamacare was passed when the Democrats held the White House and controlled both houses of Congress. Obamacare was passed in the middle of the night using some very unique House and Senate rules. It is also a fact that Scott Brown was elected senator from Massachusetts, and the Democrats rushed to have the vote prior to the time Mr. Brown could be seated in Congress. Obamacare has, from its initial inception, been not a favorite of this country, of Americans, and nearly 60% don't approve of Obamacare. The rules in the Congress are set up to protect the minority. The president and his his majority leader in the Senate have tried to roughshod over a Republican majority in the House who are representing their constituents' views, widely held views of this country. We have had many changes to laws. It is not law of the land, Paul. There are frequent changes to Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, and everything else. Members of the Democratic Party have many, many people said this is a problem. There are various problems. The president initially was trying to get 15% of Americans insured that haven't been insured. We'll now get about 3/4 of those people insured, about 10% of those 15%, and meanwhile, health care delivery for the rest of America has been significantly marginalized.
I disagree with that.
And the president's entire argument has been he wants coverage. Well, we'll get coverage, we just won't get service under Obamacare as time goes on and insurance companies all collapse under the weight of this thing.
I don't think that's a correct assessment. I think this is all political because the Republicans either want to kill Obamacare, but if they can't, they want to delay it till the next election cycle, because if it gets implemented now, people are going to see all the benefits from it and the reduced price of health care from it. And in a year from now, when the elections happen, they're going to vote Democratic. And the Republicans don't want that to happen. So they were willing to delay it for 1 year because they wanted to make it a campaign issue. And people would still be confused about whether it's beneficial or not. In a year, people will see that it's beneficial. And that's why the Republicans are doing this. They don't want it implemented right now because they know people will like it in a year from now. And yes, there are problems and things and tweaks that need to take place like they did in Medicare when it first passed. But that can happen in a negotiated setting where there's not threats of a world depression being leveled against the Democrats.
I think
that's the problem I have, is the way we're trying to govern is just fits and starts to crisis, using the world economy as a threat, keeping the government open as a threat. It doesn't make sense to me. That's not the way government's supposed to work. It's supposed to work where people negotiate at the table fairly.
Trying to run the clock out. We could have solved the health care crisis in this country by changing portability of life of health insurance, competition across state lines, creating tax incentives for people who pay for their own health care, and Texas-style tort reform, as well as a whole host of other things. We didn't have to spend $2 trillion and lose the privacy between a doctor and their patient.
You're not losing the privacy between the doctor and the patient.
Paul Eckerstrom, thank you very much. Bruce Ash, thanks a lot. Gentlemen, we will see you soon. Thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check out Moe's, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Yes, Moe makes house calls. He'll come out, check it out, do the job completely. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell & Dodge at moesgallery.com. And on Facebook. We'll be right back. We'll have General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, with us next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Senate Democrats could be making the next move on the debt limit. Officials say they plan to introduce legislation in the next few days that would raise the debt ceiling without any conditions that Republicans have said they want to attach. It's not clear when Republicans in the House plan to put forward debt limit legislation of their own. A final vote could come close to the October 17th deadline that Treasury Secretary Jack Lew has set for Congress to avoid a possible default. The Supreme Court is considering whether to undo some limits on contributions from the biggest individual givers to political campaigns. It's been a tough day on Wall Street with investors concerned about the possibility of a government default. Right now, the Dow is down about 93 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
12:34 now on the Buckmaster Show. Welcome back. I am Bill Buckmaster. We're here each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice in Tucson. We are always honored once a month to have our military contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Wickham. General Wickham was U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He is now retired in Oro Valley, and he joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. General Wickham, how are you today?
Doing fine, Bill. Glad to be on your great program.
Well, thank you very much, General. And I'm just curious, during your time as Chief of the Army, did you experience any of these government shutdowns?
No, and this is the worst I'm sure that many Americans have ever seen, and it isn't going to get well quickly.
Well, the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, has decided, he's interpreted the law concerning military pay to extend that now to furloughed civilians who are dealing with the government. What is your interpretation of this, General Wickham?
Well, that makes a lot of sense because as you've read in the media, the intelligence community has been hurting. And the military academies, believe it or not, with their civilians, some of their civilian professors are no longer working. So we, in a sense, we've shut down some of the academic activity of our military academies. And I used to teach up at West Point, so I understand that. So it just doesn't make sense. And I think what Chuck Hagel is doing is a tribute to his leadership, bringing all these people back that really protect our country.
As a military man, General Wickham, when you see this shutdown and this stalemate between political leaders, what does that do to America's leadership role around the world?
It undermines it, Bill, no doubt about it. The German newspaper Zeitung had a headline, big black letters, "American politics are bankrupt." And when that kind of thing is blazoned all around the world, it really undermines our influence in trying to do diplomatic things and leadership. And I'm sure the Russians are laughing at our protestations that we are sort of the exemplar of leadership in the world. We are not, and we've got to get our act together. And it's unfortunate that some in the Congress are anxious or willing to sacrifice, to threaten our security and the livelihood of employees of the government for some of their own agenda, as opposed to let's get the government back in operation, and then we'll sit down and have a prolonged and head-to-head discussion of the issues. That doesn't seem to be on their modus operandi. And yet our Constitution and the Founding Fathers created the concept of dialogue and compromise. But we're not seeing that now. But this is historic. But we've been through these things before. Just a little brief comment. During the Continental Congress, when people were struggling to write the Constitution, Washington was aghast because people were leaving. And he asked Ben Franklin to address the Continental Congress, and Franklin stood up, and this is roughly what he said. He said, "We fought a revolutionary war, and with the help of the good Lord, we created a new nation. Now in this hall, are we not able to ask the good Lord to help us write the founding document of this new nation?" There was silence in the hall, and then prayer, and then the delegates, to everyone's amazement, set about writing the Constitution and finished it. And ever since then, every day before Congress convenes both houses, an ordained pastor, the chaplain, has a prayer. And that's when it began, what Ben Franklin did. So we've been through some crises, the Civil War and other world wars, when we've come out of them. We'll come out of this, but I think we've got to look to our founding fathers and what they really intended.
All right. Coming up now on 12:39 on the Buckmaster Show, General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, is with us for his monthly visit. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Matthew has a question for General. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yes. General Wickham, I was just curious to hear your comments regarding or your thoughts about the idea that, that we would have a shutdown at a moment where we actually have troops in the field. I mean, I just can't imagine that the Congress and the President, and not to pick on any party on this, that the American people don't understand how morale can be affected when we actually have troops on the battlefield right now. And it seems nobody's discussing that. Thank you.
And Matthew, I want to thank you for your service. Matthew, a loyal caller to this program. Go ahead, General Wickham.
Thank you, Matthew. Good to hear your voice again, and I appreciate your service, Matthew. And you raised a fundamental point about national security, and you're right on target, as always. Of course, the national security, the military people have been immune from this crisis. We're still paying them. And we're still providing the capability to do our wars. But you're exactly right. It does impact on morale. Guess what? The veterans are going to be affected by this because veterans' claims are being looked at by civilians who are no longer working in the VA. And so the claim process for veterans is going to be prolonged by this. So it does affect our national security indirectly. And it's a shame that the Congress has allowed this to happen. They're trying to piecemeal it instead of fix the government right, and then let's sit down and have a prolonged debate about these various issues.
Well, it is a huge shame that the veterans would have to be impacted by this because, as you know, General Wickham, and as Matthew knows, there's been this huge effort to kind of speed things up. We have spoken recently on this program, General Wickham, with Ted Vogt. He's the new Arizona Director of Veterans Affairs. He's been trying to expedite on the Arizona end and getting these settlements. But now, look at this. Here we've got this shutdown, and again, the vets are going to be on the short end of the stick here.
And there's another issue related to this, Bill. You may recall a few weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal, there was an op-ed by Mr. Principe, who was the former head of the Veterans Administration. He's a Vietnam vet, and he was addressing in his op-ed the backlog of claims. And he says that most of these claims now are coming from older vets who are putting in claims because of old age issues, nothing to do with combat service or military service. He's dead wrong on that, and he makes the case that because of these issues that old age is interfering, what we should do now is deny veterans who reach, say, age 85, the opportunity to put in a claim for disability. He's dead wrong on that, and my fear is that people in the conservative part of the government, principally in the GOP, since Principe served in the GOP president under Bush, that they may use that kind of an argument to cut back on veterans' support. This administration, the Obama administration, has provided more financial support for the VA than any recent administration. We don't need to cut back on it. We need to do a better job of managing it and get more people looking at the claims and let the claims be merit, judged on their merit, not cutting it off on age.
Well, General, before we take the break, I do want to point out that we've talked about this, the suicide problem in the military. USA Today has a major piece on this subject today and how the Army is looking at a plan that would predict which soldiers might actually kill themselves, potentially enabling military to provide mental health counseling and other services to treat the troubled troops. It's a huge issue.
That's been a long-standing thing. When I was chief of staff, we were looking at indicators that people would do something to harm themselves. So this is nothing new. We can do a better job of it even in our civil society of identifying suicide-prone people by watching their behavior. The problem, Bill, is not necessarily the indications. The problem is the ability of the society and of the military institution to take steps to stop it before people do something. We have a culture that is not prepared to do the right things at the right time. Unfortunately, we're going to have to turn that around. We got the same problem of a cultural problem with sexual abuse of women in the military, and we just can't talk it our way through that. We've got to change the culture, and that's going to take time, and it's going to take leadership. And unfortunately, I'm not sure I'm seeing the quality leadership yet.
General John Wickham with us for his monthly visit. If you would like to ask General Wickham a question or if you have a comment, he would be happy to entertain that on The Buckmaster Show. Our number is 790-2040. We're going to ask General Wickham to stay where he is. And as we listen now to the fine sponsors that support this show, we ask that you support them. They believe in us, and we hope that you will give them your support. We'll be right back.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Under the glowing glass of brilliant light, experience UA Biosphere 2 Discovery Nights. For the first time ever, premiering the wonders of Biosphere 2 at night with extended hours. Beginning Saturday, September 28th, join us for 5 straight Saturday nights for an exciting family adventure with activities that promote curiosity and creativity. Receive a free annual pass with nighttime adult admission. Kids 12 and under are free. Limit 2 per adult. Visit b2science.org for more event details.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small midsize business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the show presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Coming up October 11th through the 14th, the Red Dot Gallery Weekend, all the art galleries, and there are a lot of them, really good galleries in downtown historic Silver City. That is coming up, the Red Dot Gallery Weekend. One of our Facebook friends was over in Silver City and told us that they had a great time over there. We continue to get wonderful feedback from the Buckmaster Show listeners that we send over there. It's three and a half hours east of Tucson. A little bit cooler, a little bit greener, and a really lovely environment. Great places to stay, including Wildwood Retreat and Hot Springs and Pinos Altos Cabins. Please check out their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome back now to the Buckmaster Show, General John Wickham. And General Wickham, I want to talk a little bit about the situation in Korea. Of course, in your portfolio, you were the commander-in-chief of South Korean and U.S. combined forces from 79 to 82. And now I understand there is talk of perhaps shifting the command of all forces to Korean leadership.
That's right, Bill. 1978, they created in Korea a combined forces command, which included virtually all of the Korean forces and the U.S. forces, over a million troops. And I was the second commander of that combined command. And now the plan has been to transfer command to a Korean officer, four-star officer, in 2015. And the Koreans, curiously, are a little reluctant to do that. You'd think they'd want to take over command, but right now they don't. And I think it's caused by uncertainty with North Korea, the North Korean nuclear capabilities. They have at least six nuclear weapons, the makings of six more. We don't seem to be able to get that under control at all. There's a hostile situation with the North Koreans. And I think the South Koreans are uneasy that if they took over command of the Combined Forces Command, that the next shoe to drop might be the departure of the U.S. One way to might avoid that might be if the Koreans were to offer a permanent air base or a permanent naval base like Chinhae in southern part of the peninsula to the U.S. When I was there, we explored that idea, but it never went anywhere. But it's a possibility. We have permanent bases in Japan, so it's not unusual. But it's one idea that might restore some confidence that the South Koreans might lose if they took over command.
And General Wickham, why is there this reluctance in South Korea for a permanent U.S. military presence in a base?
The fear is that we might leave. And then if they were on their own, and we know we took out, when I was over there, we had nuclear weapons stationed on the peninsula. They're long gone. So that's one shoe to drop. And now we've been talking about denuclearizing the world. Well, I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetime. But it does make the Koreans uneasy. And they see North Korea with nuclear weapons. And there are members of the South Korean parliament who are arguing maybe it's a time has come for South Korea to develop their own nuclear weapons capability. Some legislatures in the Japanese government are saying the same thing. So this problem of North Korea could lead to proliferation. That's the big problem with Iran. If Iran develops a nuclear capability, despite what the new President Rouhani keeps saying, it could lead to proliferation in the Middle East.
General John Wickham with us, 790-2040, 790-2040, if you have a question or comment for General. In the headlines today, Egypt again. The bloodshed has again started spilling in Egypt.
That's because, Bill, the Muslim Brotherhood, which had been on a sort of a peaceful track when Morsi was the president, has now grown very restive, and they are the ones who are fomenting a good deal of the violence. And some of the other Islamic political parties in Egypt are also involved. They see the military that is running Egypt now as anathema, and they want to get rid of them and go back to a more Muslim Brotherhood control of the country. Egypt now has banned the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the same thing that happened under President Mubarak. So they see the military is exerting much greater authority and not an all-inclusiveness. So you're going to see this continual unrest from the Islamic radicals in Egypt.
And in Syria, would you say there's been some progress to dismantle the chemical weapons stockpile?
Yes, there has been progress. They are beginning now to break up some of the weapons. As you may know, Bill, the content that goes into making sarin gas and VX gas is basically non-toxic. They're chemicals, and you mix them together in a rocket or in an artillery shell, then they become lethal. But until they are mixed, they are generally non-toxic. So much of the resources that Syria has, that can be destroyed easily. When they are mixed into munitions, that gets complicated. They do have mustard gas, which is complicated. That has to be destroyed by fire. So they're making progress. They're breaking up and destroying the mixing sites that Syria has. So there's some actual destruction going on of the chemical capabilities. It's going to take months. It's going to take $1 billion or more, and we're probably going to have to pay for that. And guess what? When we've got a government that's shut down and a government that may face an inability to go beyond our borrowing limit, how are we going to be able to pay for that kind of thing? It's just Looney Tunes that's going on in Washington.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. It is just a mess back there. And meanwhile, the world is a very dangerous place. Afghanistan, they're still talking about, the change in some elections over there. But I unfortunately read today that we've lost some more service people over
there. We have, and Karzai has been dragging his feet on trying to reach some kind of agreement with us on prolonged presence of U.S. forces. We had ran into the same sort of thing in Iraq, and the Iraqi government finally said, we're not going to grant your military any status of forces agreement, protection from our laws if they commit crimes. And if the Afghans say the same thing, we have to leave. And we may be at the threshold of doing just that and leaving in nothing in Afghanistan in 2014.
And quickly, the situation in Iran, you touched on it briefly. We'll have to see what's going to happen there now.
Well, I'm optimistic. I think Rouhani, who's a cleric, very close to the leadership in Iran, he's saying the right things. I saw him on Farid Zakaria's, the foreign minister, on Farid Zakaria's program on Sunday. It's talk. Yes, it's talk. But out of the talk is going to come concrete action. They're going to shutter some of their centrifuges that will be helpful. And the arguments that they are giving why they are doing nuclear capabilities for peaceful purposes do make a lot of sense. We encouraged them to do that when the Shah was there. We encourage them to build a nuclear capability for energy purposes. So in a sense, we are part of the problem historically. So I'm encouraged. I think we're going to see out of the negotiations some solid progress. despite what's coming out of the rhetoric, it's coming out of Jerusalem.
All right, General Wickham, did you do your bike ride? You are the most physically able person for your age, probably an entire Oral Valley. Would that
I don't know. I don't know about that. We got a wonderful mayor here and other people that are terrific leaders, but the good Lord lets me do it, and I do it so that I can survive and last longer and be on your program.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and we'll look forward to having you on the program on Veterans Day, November 11th. General Wickham, have a great day.
God bless, Bill.
Thank you very much. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All of our guests, in-studio guests, presented with a bottle of Culligan. Everybody likes the arrangement, and why wouldn't they? Culligan water, it simply tastes better. John C. Scott this afternoon, 3 to 5, then Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe right here in this very studio tomorrow morning from 6 to 8. My name is Bill Buckmaster. Hope you enjoyed our program. We'll be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.